0123 today.
Hundreds of thousands of protests in Iran happening right now, waiting to hear from the Supreme Leader. If we get anything on that as it happens, of course, we are live and we'll let you hear some of that. PETA upset at Obama, our president, for swatting and killing a fly. My, oh, my. Sorry, I think people have too much time on their hands. And in the meantime, this was shocking. I happened to hear this as it was unfolding, but a sad story. This Continental Airlines Flight 61 from Belgium headed to Newark, just about 2 hours outside of Newark before the flight was, you know, going to touch down, and that was it, and happy landing. And unfortunately, the pilot, has a heart attack and dies, so the co-pilot has to take over and land the Boeing 777. And there were 247 passengers on that flight, of course, all safe. That's the good news. But what a scary, scary moment. I would say mid-air terror for some. But, of course, you had a very secure co-pilot there. Who better to talk with right from the get-go than international commercial pilot DJ Frost. DJ, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Good evening, Kate. How are you?
You know, this is interesting, but I mean, sad. It's terrible that this happened. But the first thing I thought of, and Matt Johnson, also our technical guru here on the show, said to me before we jumped in the air, geez, what happened? All of a sudden you're there, you're flying, that happens. What do? You just take over the controls? Do you, the poor captain, do you just slide him out? What do in that situation, or you just keep going along in your seat? It's got to be a strange, surreal feeling.
Oh, I'm sure. And I just wanted to be everybody to have a clear understanding that all pilots in on a flight of more than 8 hours, all three pilots are essentially captain qualified. One is designated as the captain for each flight. However, we all receive the same training. We're all able to sit in either seat. So I think that's a distinction that a lot of people don't understand, and I want everybody to rest assured that every pilot is, in fact, captain qualified to be in charge of that airplane.
Yeah. What's the procedure? What do you do when a pilot, even they don't necessarily have to die, but they get ill during that kind of a long flight?
Well, sure. Then they had another relief officer, another fully qualified pilot. In fact, I know the experience of the two pilots was 22 years and 11 years with the airline at that point, so they were very experienced. I'm sure they alerted the flight attendants, who probably gave them oxygen when they were calling for the doctor at that point also. And then they must have just brought him out, probably gave him CPR at that point, and pretty much the flight didn't just went as scheduled. Everything, from what I heard, they just went ahead and gave a priority assistance as far as clearing air traffic to hurry up to their destination airport. So it's an emergency in the fact that the stress level got very high at that point, yet it's not such an emergency that the plane was ever out of any kind of normal control.
Yeah, so back to what I said when we initially came on, do you take the captain out of the cockpit in that situation? What do you do?
Sure, with a big cockpit, they probably had some room there to lie him down on the floor of the cockpit and then go ahead and give him the medical treatment that was necessary. And then the other relief pilot went ahead and got in his seat, I'm sure. And at that point, either pilot could land the airplane. And what people need to understand also is that we take turns flying. Like the captain will fly one flight, then the first officer will fly the next flight. So everybody is very proficient in their duties as far as flying the aircraft at all times.
Yeah. You've flown so much and all over the place. Has that ever happened to you, somebody getting ill or sadly dying?
I've had passengers pass away, unfortunately, on a flight, and that was actually a domestic flight over the United States, and then we simply landed. Or, excuse me, when we're in flight, though, we could call MedLink and get an actual medical doctor with a direct line also to help us deal with a medical emergency. So there's a couple of things that we can do. Now, if one of the pilots gets ill, and that has happened on some cases also, then one of the other pilots could take his spot and everything would just go as smooth as can be. Sure.
Yeah, you mentioned the of course, telling the flight attendants what was happening. Do the flight attendants, because I've flown a ton, DJ, but that's never happened with me. Somebody passed out one time and somebody tried to start a fight, but never anybody dying or having a heart attack or anything. What do the flight attendants tell the passengers? Anything, or they don't tell them anything?
Well, at that point, I think it was just important to keep the stress down. And I understand a lot of people are very stressed with all that's going on in aviation. And I actually have some tips to help people with flying stress at flystressfree.com. And I think they did the best thing in not alarming the passengers, because everything was going normally in the cockpit. There was no, as far as the control of the aircraft, there was no question about how everything was going to turn out okay. So I think they went ahead with their duties. No sense in starting a panic. No sense in getting everybody all stressed out and upset as far as the normalcy of the flight continuing.
Yeah. Last time we had you on the show, it was for that Air France disaster,
yes,
sadly. And then we talked to you right from the get-go when it had happened, and the plane was just missing. And what you said about the electrical system, I thought it was great, your analogy. Imagine if you're driving in a car and suddenly you lose the power steering, and it sounds like that's exactly what happened, eh?
It's starting to sound more and more like that, and also, they might have not had those speed indicators. And then I like to even say, if you don't have those speed indicators, knowing how fast you're going, kind of like going down a dark street at night, not knowing if you're going 60 miles an hour or 70 miles an hour. And if they did a certain flight control movement very abruptly, that's what it's starting to point out, even that then they might have lost the power, as far as the power to the rudder might have caused that thing to separate at that high airspeed.
And that's unfortunately
what it's starting to look like.
And they're trying to find those black boxes, because then they're worried that the ping is going to go away, and they're frantically trying to do that, try to get to them as fast as they can. If they get to them, will that reveal a lot of information that they need to know that will pull this whole thing together and wrap it up?
Oh, I believe it will. It definitely has a lot of parameters inside those black boxes that go to those flight controls. And it'll also give the airspeed and altitude readings throughout the entire course of the flight. So I'm very confident once they do find those and also listen to the conversations that they'll definitely have a clearer picture of what exactly happened.
All right, so people can go to your website, flystressfree.com. Give us a couple of quick tips, because you're right. People are a little more panicked, I think, about flying with all these things that are happening.
Oh, sure. And one of them is just make sure when you're traveling to really get on the airplane and visually see where those exits are, because every airplane is different. There's so many models and makes of airplanes, and the emergency exits are at different locations, and normally we sit at different places within the plane. So I think that's one of the most important tips to give somebody, is when you get on the airplane, look around, just get a visual indication, and just get a feel how far away from you that emergency exit is. So just in case the lights go out and it just gets really dark, and you have a real good feeling of how close and how many steps you have to take to that exit.
Yeah, great advice. All right, DJ Frost, thanks so much. As always, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We appreciate all
you're
the knowledge
welcome.
You impart to us.
Anytime,
thanks.
Anytime.
Coming up next, for something completely different, hey, you know, we're heading into the weekend, and I still have this new puppy. I'm learning amazing things about dogs. How a dog can change your life. We're going to talk to Dawn Kearns about that. She's written a book about a dog who changed her life, a book, by the way, that helps to raise money for the Humane Society. Hang with us, everyone.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NewRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 18, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 938.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 965.12, 482.56 for a half ounce, or 241.28 for a quarter ounce. That's 965.12, 482.56, and 241.28.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
What it was about, obviously we just talked right there to Jeff Atticott and about how do you affect the winds of change, etc., and democracy, and see that at work. And supposedly to the world that was the idea, okay, look, we're having these democratic elections, but it really was nothing of the sort. Obviously the deck was stacked, and now certainly Iran doesn't want all these horrific pictures to get out there of people being beaten or any of that other stuff, except for the peaceful demonstrations, which we did see shots of that. This is radio, but trust me, folks, I watched it all day long. You saw pretty much both sides, meaning Ahmadinejad or Mousavi supporters, kind of side by side hitting the streets, but there wasn't anything disruptive about those protests. Now, you heard Obama saying he was reluctant, or the United States should be reluctant, to be seen as meddling. And the reaction to that by many, just like John McCain, is give me a break. This is the time to jump in there, if anything, and support these people if you're going to see any kind of a change. Now, the one thing that Obama did say, he did go on to say a couple of other things, was that the world has some deep concerns about the election. Well, he threw that out there. But then he talked about the whole meddling, given the history of the U.S.-Iranian relationship. So we'll talk about that as we move along here on the show. I know I've gotten a ton of emails about that, so keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net. Should we meddle, in other words, in a different way by letting it all just happen? Or you can call us, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. James is listening to us in Connecticut, and he has a very special reason for calling in. I'm glad he did. there is a radiothon going on at WSTC, one of our great affiliates, longtime affiliates in Connecticut. James, how are you?
How are you, Kay? I figured that I won't be able to talk to you on Friday, so I might as well call in tonight.
No, I'm glad that you called in. First of all, let's talk about the camps where you raised the money to send the kids. I got several notes from you, and I want to know where all that stands, and let's tell the listeners exactly what, at your very young age, you have managed to do.
Yeah, I'm only 22. I'm from the University of Connecticut. I'm a junior there currently, and in 5 years, I have raised over $50,000 to send these kids to camp. And the purpose of this radiothon is to possibly break last year's record of over $30,000 that I raised. We're going to attempt to raise $22,000 because that's what I need to get there in 42 hours this weekend here locally. And we've got Jenny Stepanek, the mother of the poet and peacemaker, late Maddie Stepanek, and Tony Orlando and Maureen McGovern and possibly Jack Jones and some other people coming on. They're just lending their time and their talents. This is a realization of a dream for me, Kate, because ever since I was 4 years old, I used to watch all the telethons when telethons were in vogue, so to speak. And I always wanted to do this kind of a thing where I could be a broadcaster and give back to people. And I was crying this morning because the dream is finally coming true.
Wow, no kidding. And I just cannot say enough about the work and what you have done. And I hope so many people participate in this radiothon for MDA, because your efforts to send kids to a camp, just tremendous, as you mentioned, while you're going to school at the University of Connecticut. And it's funny you talk about Maddie Stepanek and Oprah Winfrey. Loved that kid, and I think really kind of he was just such a gentle soul anyway, with his poetry and so young and tender. But she had him on her show many, many times, and people still, in fact, she showed a clip last week. People still talk about him and the effect that he had at such a young, young age. Sadly, of course, passing away, but just an amazing kid. Tony Orlando, for a very long time, has been a big-time supporter and fundraiser. Of course, people know Maureen McGovern, etc. And tell people, too, you and you do incredible with what you have to deal with. But you, how long have you had cerebral palsy?
Since birth.
And you're a good-looking kid. You're out there. You're pitching. You're helping. And you're doing everything that you can to help the cause. What has been the most rewarding thing for you since you've been involved in this? And you've been involved in the whole fundraiser thing since 2005.
The most rewarding thing, well, there are two, really. Number one is going to the camp in August when they have VIP day and they invite everybody down to just see the camp. It's so moving because you see these kids and they have these incurable diseases that could potentially, and in most cases, do lead to early death. And they're happy. They don't talk about their disease and they don't talk about dying. They really would much rather talk to you about sports or their favorite activities or swimming or all the things they get to do at camp and just be a normal kid. And the other thing that really touches me is I have a kid named Cody. And Cody and I have been friends for about a year. Cody's about to turn 9. And I got him an autograph book of various celebrities. And one of the autographs that came was from Cookie Monster. I don't think I ever told you this, Kate. One of the autographs was from Cookie Monster. And the autograph inscription read, "Dear Cody, me wish you strength, love Cookie Monster." I cried my eyes out for 20 or 30 minutes when I saw that.
Boy, no kidding. And it probably meant the world. I mean, there's no question about that.
I mean, he hasn't gotten that one yet because I just got it in the mail, but I'm going to send it to him. And his mother was so excited, and she's so thrilled that we're bringing public awareness to this, and she's going to be on the radiothon as well to share her story.
Wow. And so if somebody wants to donate money, this is the key, because now this happens a lot with me. People will ask me, what do they need to do?
They need to go to www.mdactkids.org. I realize a couple of things. I realize that the economy is down. I realize that many of your listeners are truckers, and I respect them, and they're out there on the road driving, and they don't have time to write it down on a piece of paper, or they're busy doing other things. What I need you guys to do is go to mdactkids.org and just give a dollar. That's all I need is a dollar.
Mm.
And if enough people send me a dollar, not only will I break last year's goal, but I'll send everybody to camp. And wouldn't that be a miracle?
Yeah, no kidding. How many, and tell us again, how many kids are you hoping to send to camp?
Well, the record for me is 37. So I hope to send at least 37 more. I'd love to send all 70 that the camp can handle.
And they're all, and the kids are all different ages, right?
Right. They range in age from, I think, 6 to 18, yeah.
Wow, 6 to 18. And as you said, it's like they don't have any diseases, and the kids have different kinds of diseases that they're living with and dealing with, right?
Right. I mean, everybody thinks that muscular dystrophy is just one, you know, big umbrella disease, but actually there are different forms of it and different severities. Like, for instance, my friend Cody has Duchenne muscular dystrophy. That's the deadliest in males that are children. Then there's spinal muscular atrophy. And there's Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, and there are just so many. And even, you know, even though we're not dealing with the adults here, May was ALS Awareness Month, and I know Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood lost her mother, Betty Humphreys, to the disease this past year, and she told her story on the telephone. So, and what I'm trying to say is muscular dystrophy knows no race, no color, no creed, no religion, no political affiliation, no age. It could strike you like that. And it's just so comforting, I think, to know that not only that people like me exist, and I'm not trying to say that to boost my ego, but that the MDA exists and that we're there for you and we don't turn anybody away for any reason.
Yeah, I think it's terrific what you're doing, and we're going to make sure that we say that address a lot to people, and just a great affiliate, WSTCWNLKAM in Fairfield, Connecticut. The address again is www.mdactkids.org. Very easy to remember. James, good luck with that, and we'll keep pushing that, and hopefully you'll go right over the top and get all 70 kids there.
Right, and I will call you back sometime next week or email you.
Let us know.
Okay.
Absolutely, let us know. James, terrific. Man, we almost need, like a round of applause for James, but that studio audience, that's like our daily salute. There it is. Amazing what this kid, a kid himself, has done for others. Just incredible. See, there's people out there that care. Hang with us. We got odds and ends on the flip side.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
America tonight. A little Madonna in the interlude for you. She's got no movies coming out. She didn't really work very well in the Hollywood arena. She did that cameo in the Dick Tracy movie that I thought was pretty good. And of course, she made a few flicks, but she, to me, not really a superb actress, let's say. All right, the first movie that we're looking at is Sandy Bullock. She did a lot of those cutesy boy meets girl, that kind of movie. She's sort of like the in-between Meg Ryan. So she's not the 20-year-old something. She's the late 30, early 40 something kind of woman. So she still can play that role. And this movie's gotten a little bit of buzz anyway. Ryan Reynolds is in it too, and it has to do with a green card and wanting to stay in the United States for a high-paying job, and he is her assistant, so the tables really get turned around. Here's a little clip of the proposal.
Look at Marlak flirting with Maya. He doesn't know her at all.
Have the two of you told your parents about your secret love?
It's impossible. My parents are dead.
What, are your parents dead?
Oh, no, his are very much alive.
Very much.
You're going to tell them this weekend. Gammy's 90th birthday, and the whole family's coming together, and we thought it'd be a nice surprise.
And where is this surprise going to take place?
At Andrew's parents' house.
Where is that located again?
Why am I doing all the talking? Jump in.
Sitka. Alaska. You're going to go to Alaska this weekend?
Yeah. Yes. We are going to Alaska. Alaska. That's where my Andrew's from.
Okay.
All right, so you get the idea there in what's happened to her, that she's got to portray that they're in love and they're getting married. I don't want to give the whole movie away, but it's pretty obvious what the whole idea is behind the proposal. All right, after the proposal, which I think will probably, at least for chick flick wise, have the biggest buzz, there's another movie out called Year One. And Year One, there's not much to that title. It doesn't really give you an idea of what it is. Well, it's a comedy. It's under 2 hours. It's a Sony flick, and it's two men wandering through early civilization in biblical times. Here's a little chunk of that.
Look at Marlak flirting with Maya. He doesn't know her at all.
Hi, Emma. Yeah, she doesn't even know I exist. There's like 60 people in the village. You really have to go out of your way to not know that somebody exists. I just want to lay with her so badly.
I don't see it. I mean, she's cute, but I don't think I'd lay with her.
She's your sister. I mean, it'd be like laying with your mother.
You want to impress Emma? Do the fertility dance with her at the feast tonight, then drag her back to your hut.
I still live with my parents. I don't want to keep them up all night with my raucous lovemaking.
Okay. In this movie, Jack Black, I love Jack Black, so he's in the movie, Hank Azaria's in the movie, Oliver Platt's in it, and Michael Cera's in the movie, too. You might remember him if you saw the movie Juno. He was in Juno. It's directed by Harold Ramis. Could be a funny rental. Don't know if I'd want to see this on the first run, but because I like Jack Black, I'm going to say there's going to be some pretty funny lines in it. All right, the last movie that we're going to tell you about is a movie called Whatever Works. Again, if you look at the title and knew nothing about it, you really wouldn't get a sense of what it is. And it's what the gist of it is after the failure of his career, his marriage, his suicide attempt, all that sort of stuff, this grouchy man spends his days taking chunks out of small children, unfortunate enough, apparently, to study chess with him, and also irritating his friends that managed to hang around. It's a comedy. Larry David stars in it, and here's a little slither of that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Boris. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Boris. Happy birthday to you.
Is this your birthday?
You don't know you have to sing happy birthday twice to get the germs off? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Boris. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Boris. Happy birthday to you.
Okay. So you get the idea of what it is. Larry David does a show on HBO called Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it's kind of an offshoot of that, of the whole thing that's been made fun of his entire life, the curmudgeonness, I think, of Harry carries himself. Time for a quick sports shorts, what's happening in the world of sports as we swing for movies. So my suggestion would be you could take your wife, your girlfriend, your date to the proposal. That would probably work out, guys. And then you could come back and watch the soggy U.S. Open. U.S. Open suspended play, of course, will continue Friday morning a few hours from now as long as they can get it going. But it's really muddy and rough conditions from the latest thing that I've heard on the course. So Tiger Woods is of course, defending his title. Remember, he won last year. Rocco Mediate beat him in an incredible Open where they had to play the next day, do the whole thing, because that's what you do in the U.S. Open, and he ended up winning and beating Rocco. But Bethpage Black is a mess. I mean, even the umbrellas weren't working. The greens were so awful, they were trying to squeegee them. And, man, I'm surprised they even played as long as they played, the few holes that many of them did. But way more holes than they should have, because I can't imagine what these scores are going to be anyway. You had tiny streams in the fairways and all that sort of stuff. And nobody played more than 11 holes. A lot of them only played a handful. So that's what's happening there. They're going to have to make up some time with the rain, putting a damper on some things in New York for the Open. Here's some exciting news. Joe Torre, who I think he has a book out that about the Yankees that I thought was just terrific, and he's done such a great job with the Dodgers. The Dodgers knocked off the A's. 3-2 was the final score, but it was a history moment for Torre because he, as a big league manager, if you go back to Sparky Anderson in the 70s with the Mets losing 14 of 20 games to the Reds, in this time, Torre sort of got the better of the job. Now he has more wins than Sparky Anderson does. He earned his 2,195th regular season win on Thursday night with the victory I just told you about by a run. Takes over sole possession of fifth on the career list with that Dodgers victory. So, because it was tough for Torre when he was with the Mets, as I was saying, the Reds always seemed to pound them. So good for Joe Torre, all around nice guy. Hey Matt, how are your Twins doing? Are you keeping up with what's happening with the Twins?
Yeah, we just won 2 out of 3 from the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. Was the or actually was it during the day today? Yeah, it was during the day.
It
was day game. The series.
Yep.
So we're on a bit of a roll. We're, I believe, a game back of Detroit now. We got Detroit coming into town, let's see, in the beginning of July, first week of July. So Houston Astros this weekend, and we usually do well in the interleague games, so this will help boost up the horrible record that we've been having the last couple months here, especially on the road. We've been doing well at home, but the road has been god-awful.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The home cooking, it's good to have that. But, you know, like you said, the Twins are 2 games behind the Tigers. The White Sox are 4 games back. But at this part of the season, then you head into that stretch where you hit the All-Star game. You got to pick up that pace. That's like my Phillies in the National League, Matt. They're still on top but by 3 games. But the Phillies and the Mets have a big series coming up in the beginning of July. And in that division, the Marlins are 5 back, the Braves are 5.5 back, and the Nationals are nowhere. But when you look at the National League up and down, you know, it all gets knotted up in the middle, and it could come down at the tail end of the season where you have maybe even these playoff games, these mini playoff games. So it starts to get exciting, I think, after the All-Star break for all of you baseball fans out there. And, of course, the Red Sox in the American League East, they're on top. They're 3 games in front of the dreaded Yankees. Now, I know there's some people listening to me who are huge Yankee fans. If you want to write me, do it. AmericaTonight.net. This day in history, news you can abuse, and birthdays coming up around the bend.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Drive time here on America Tonight. Coming up today in history, birthdays and news you can abuse. Some of the highlights. Father's Day was celebrated for the first time in Spokane, Washington in 1910. Don't forget about your father. This Sunday is Father's Day. I can't believe we didn't really talk about Father's Day too much, but an important day just to recognize your father. Some people feel like it's a forced day, and so that wouldn't it be great if you just remembered him on other times? But here's the key. It is the day that you definitely have to remember him, so do something on Father's Day. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be something elaborate. Just do something. I sent all my cards, everything, already out. Don in Wyoming, how you doing, brother?
Kate, my friend, now, wait a minute. Let's go back here. Now, if I remember correctly, it started out there was a Mother's Day, but no Father's Day. So, you know, fathers just got in because of the mothers, right?
Probably, yeah.
Anyway, so, hey, okay, but happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, as long
Absolutely.
As, especially the ones that aren't deadbeats. So, but anyway, Kate, we were talking last night. There was one other thing I wanted to get to you when we were talking about things of New York nature.
Right.
And, you know, one of the guys you had called in, I think it was our buddy Don in Kentucky, was talking about the Fairness Doctrine and how these wonderful liberal Democrats are trying to shut down talk radio because they don't want people spreading the truth and, you know, from a conservative point of view.
Right.
But But what I've never understood is, now I understand, you know, Rush, Hannity, and the Insanity, and, you know, and the rest of them, and they're all doing well, their talk shows, okay?
Right.
But, and I understand there's not really any liberal talk shows out there, because it really just doesn't work. I mean, because Democrats, true Democrats, just don't care about it, politics at all until election rolls around. I don't know. But the thing I don't get is, for some reason, the three Madison Street whores, you know who they are, mm-hmm. ABC, CBS, and NBC,
yeah.
And the Communist News Network down in Atlanta, CNN, are never counted as liberal biased media. So it's like Fox is getting ripped on right now because they're the only, you know, one that's on the right side, on the conservative side.
Right.
But the other three, which are, you know, excuse me, prior to about, what, 25 years ago or whatever, it was just those three. And they have basically, you know, are the liberal spokes, the liberal, what's the word, spokespiece, spokemouth, spokesperson?
Mouthpiece is
one
that would work.
That's the word, there you go, you got me. Mouthpiece for the liberal Democrats, okay? But yet, that's not counted. That's like, oh, we have to accept that. And what this fairness doctrine sounds like to me, Kate, and what I tried to tell you, and what I'd like to try to do even more as I'm calling in is, every time Barack does something, people have to understand that it is a step towards communism, okay? That's what he is, okay? He believes that the government should control everything. And then once the government's in control of everything, they will take away all your rights. They'll take away your guns. They'll take away your right to speech. That's how they're doing this, okay? And every step that he takes, everything he does, will point in that direction. See, one thing I learned a long time ago, Kate, is when you understand what people are trying, when you listen to somebody and mm-hmm. listen to what they're talking about, there's really another question that they're asking. And when you understand what that question is or what direction that they're trying to go to, then you understand the person. And this man has decided that, you know, he and his little liberal cronies are the only smart people in this country. That they should be the only word, that they are the only voice, and that we need to shut down Rush and Sean Hannity and the rest of them, mm-hmm. you know, because we don't want Americans knowing the other side of everything that we do. In other words, we say it, that's the way it is, there's no, argument about
there's
it.
No opposition. There's no opposition to whatever
exactly.
the thought pattern is or whatever the votes are. Well, here's yeah. the good news. The FCC, who I think is going to be the FCC chairman, he's not buying the fairness doctrine. He flat out said it when Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson questioned him about it. And I think that Obama has said clearly several times that he wouldn't sign that because he wants free speech. So he okay. would be going back on that. But there was a push for it, and I hope it doesn't happen because you're right. It would be a disaster. It didn't work well before. It was lifted in 87, thank goodness. And I say this all the time, Don. It's if they don't like what's out there, then change it. Then do your own thing. Do a version that works. The problem is there's no version that works, and people don't listen, don't tune into it.
Well, you know, Kate, and do you know how much I wish there was a liberal out there that was as popular on the radio as Rush or
yeah.
Hannity or the rest
sure.
of them? Oh,
sure.
God, I'd have some fun conversations
that's
with that
right.
individual.
Of course,
you know?
but there's the problem. A lot of times people that try to do the talk shows that are liberal are just too sensitive and they can't handle it. It's like the Air America stuff didn't really fly, and it's still there. It still exists. But it didn't really fly as a concept around the United States. Now, other people would say, well, you have NPR. But NPR, it's not a – I wouldn't really call it a liberal talk show place where you're discussing – a lot of it is talk. It's interviews, long-form interviews with officials and people, and it's not that kind of a format.
No. Well, you know, Kate, the thing is I just hope that when you I could be wrong about the fairness doctrine of the way Obama is facing it, you know, but when you look at all the other stuff, government-controlled health care, government control of the banks, because we loaned a bunch of money to the banks, government control of the car industries, already controlling the schools, You know, it's just, it's amazing, the absolute takeover. And it's like the only people that, you know, there's a handful of people that are against it, and the rest of the country just doesn't care, I guess, or something, you know, and I don't know. But anyway, though, hey, anything coming out good this weekend by chance? I'm going down to visit my old man for the weekend, so.
Well, I said the proposal was the chick-flick thing, but it still could be a fun comedy because Sandy Bullock's in it and Ryan Reynolds is in it, and that whole theory of the green card thing. It looked pretty clever, actually.
Hey, you know, she has a, at least she did, I think she still does, she has a place up in around Jackson. Oh, Sandy Bullock there.
Yeah, somebody told me that. You know, I met her once, Don. She's very nice. I met her in Austin, Texas, and she's a good lady. She's very friendly to people and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, the truck I bring up brings up her USA Today copy every night. So, and we've had a few phone calls down in into the PO in Rock Springs when her paper didn't show up.
Very nice.
I better make sure I get those delivered up there on time. So, but anyway, nah, she's a great person. But I better let you go, and you have a great weekend. And
you
happy
too.
Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And go Lefty. I'm pulling for him this weekend. So,
all right, absolutely, I agree with you. Phil Mickelson, maybe he'll pull out the U.S. Open. That's what Don's referring to. Don, you have a good one. Thanks. All right, we're up against it, so we're going to have to cut off the news you can abuse and this day in history, but let's jump to some birthdays. Birthdays are always fun. Actress Kathleen Turner, last time that you saw her in a movie, she did a cameo in a movie called Marley and Me. She turns 55 years old. Paula Abdul, come on, do I need to describe who Paula Abdul is? Of course, American Idol, 47 years old. Doesn't know whether or not she's going to be back. They're not really saying. Spanky McFarlane from Spanky and Our Gang, 67 years old. Actress Jenna Rollins is 79 years old. Actress Poppy Montgomery is 34. Rock musician Brian Head Welsh is 39. Who else is celebrating a birthday? Singer Mark DeBarge is 50. Larry Dunn, a musician, is 56. Rock singer Ann Wilson from Heart, I saw them, about 6 months ago, 59 years old. Actress Felicia Rashad is 61 years old. Remember her from The Cosby Show? Yes, you do. Have a terrific Father's Day, everybody, to you and yours. Thanks to Matt Johnson for his help this week and Donovan Mattson as well. Remember, you can still grab that brass ring. Just reach out and grab it as it goes by.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same goodnight. I hate to go and leave this creepy side.
Do not go gentle to that goodnight.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiot!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.